I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. You heard the voice. It's the NFL Roundup, which means, of course, we jump into a lot of stories about, you guessed it, the NFL. Scott, any guesses on this video game music?
It's kind of a remix. Is this Super Mario Brothers?
No, it's... Same era.
You all just shake your heads at me like...
No, I was trying to not be...
You do not know your video games.
Jeremy definitely judged you. I tried to be understanding. Like, I knew you had...
Hey, what? This has got to be Mario Brothers.
It's very... It's in the same era, same vein.
Still don't know it.
Yeah, it's...
Turn it up. It's not going to help me. It's like talking a little bit louder. What video game is this from in the 1990s?
My high school football coach, we'd have these kids from other countries that would come out, and he'd always be like, "This is the offense right here." And you're like, "Coach, you're yelling," and he definitely doesn't understand you. He's so dumb. So it's from The Legend of Zelda. It's from Zelda.
Who is that?
You don't know Zelda?
No.
Yeah. Well... Okay.
Was that a cool game?
I don't know.
It wasn't a big game, though.
It wasn't. No, it was big.
It was big. But it wasn't Mario Brothers.
It certainly wasn't Mario Brothers.
It wasn't Pac-Man.
It wasn't my favorite
either.
Now we're going back to the old Atari.
How about Asteroids?
Yeah, you're really going back. Pong was the best, wasn't it?
I had Space Invaders.
You were like the were you ever the NFL guy who had arcade games in your basement?
Yeah, kind of.
You did. Okay. See, I think Golden Tee is one that they sell now. You can get Golden Tee. That's one of my favorite arcade games of all time. It's a golf one.
I had a cabin. And the cabin in the downstairs had all the.
Yeah. See? Then you were. In my third home, Buffy.
Well, that was just the
cabin.
Put
the arcade games in the third home.
That was just the cabin.
It's not even a third home. Okay, here we go. NFL Roundup, Scott, looks like this. Right off the bat, the Browns are going to schedule a start for Deshaun Watson in their preseason opener, according to them. It's a good time to get it because apparently, since he's not going to be playing the first six games, might be a nice time to roll out your quarterback. And
get it while the getting's good because – he's going to be gone for a long time.
He gone. Do you think they're going to end up... I mean, is there going to be any traction? Do you think that the players' union is going to fight for Deshaun Watson to keep just that six games? Because Goodell said today that they have enough evidence for a year. He feels that the evidence points that it's a year suspension. But in these kind of a case, is the player association, like, are they obligated to say... we are fighting for this guy to be able to play more, even though
no matter
it's a
what,
shady situation.
Yeah, no matter what decision or suspension happens, the NFLPA always fights it.
Always fights it.
It's the NFLPA is in the back pocket of the NFL, just so we're clear. They may act like they're in favor of the players, but they're really not. And really what it is, it's like, look, y'all are making a lot of money. Let's keep peace. Let's keep happiness. Demaryius Smith, who is the Players Association president, makes a lot of money, and so a lot of this, and has a lot of power.
When you say makes a lot of money, what is it then?
Millions.
Okay,
a year.
I mean, if the commissioner's making $70 million, then Maybe the Players Association president should get.
I don't think he's making
a couple of those,
but he's making a lot. And so there's never really a strength position for the Players Association. There just isn't. It's never been that way. It probably never will be, just because careers. It may change a little bit, just because so many more players are playing longer now, and that helps. But they'll you know what? Deshaun Watson's going to get a longer suspension. NFLPA is going to appeal it, and who knows? It may go to a certain point, but Deshaun Watson's probably not going to play a whole lot this season, no matter what.
There's going to be some
except for the preseason,
right? There's going to be some Browns fans with his jersey on. They're going to be pumping it up, getting excited for him.
The reality is, in a year, it'll all be gone. It'll go away. People will totally forget about it. They're kind of forgetting about it now.
Yeah,
I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not saying advocating or whatever. It's just the reality of how
things are. They don't want to have their football interrupted with this anyway.
No.
What's wild about it is we'll just say, hey, keep the football coming.
Yeah, take your suspension, move on, and when you come back, okay, great.
Hey, let's stay in the state of Ohio if we're talking about professional football teams. Let's talk about a franchise you played for, Scott, the Cincinnati Bengals. They're the Bengals now because, you know, they went to the Super Bowl last year. Mike Brown, who took over for his dad, Paul Brown, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Brown Stadium is now no longer going to be called Paul Brown Stadium. It's going to be called Paycor.com Stadium.
Yes.
Now, this is my favorite part about when people have passed away and we go, they would have wanted it this way, right? Because Mike Brown says this. Mike Brown's comment on the losing of his father's name off of the team stadium, because it's Paul Brown Stadium forever, right?
Yeah.
This is a move that I think my father would have agreed to. He was always do what's best for the football team type of a mentality.
Well, here's the thing. The Bengals, probably no one wanted to put their name on the stadium before last year. It's like, you call it whatever you want. You call it Mickey Mouse's stadium for all
you
we
know
care.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Disney would pay a ton. Listen,
finally they're good enough. Someone goes, you know what? I want to be associated with that winner right there.
Well, people want to be associated with Joe Burrow. They want to be associated with the
Bengals.
We
want to call it Joe Burrow Stadium?
I mean, at some point, maybe it will be, you know, the field, you know. I'm going to say, okay, worst stadium. The thing is we got really spoiled here, right? The Delta Center was a perfect name for a place.
Yeah.
I thought that, I didn't even, when I was a kid,
you
I didn't.
You thought that's the name of
yes,
it. It was you didn't think it was like Delta Airlines.
I didn't
Airlines.
Think it was Delta it was, Airlines when I was a kid. You know, you're just like, it's the Delta Center. Like, it's the hub, man.
Yes.
And you know, there's
Delta Force.
And then when it turned into Energy Solutions, everyone's kind of like, ew.
It's like Energy Solutions.
Okay.
It's a company out in the desert.
Vivint Smart Home Arena is fine. Vivint Arena is fine. We know what Vivint is. Fine. But,
well, Vivint Smart Home.
Yeah, the full thing
is
tough.
That's a lot.
I love when teams go, say the full name of the stadium every time you mention it. It's like, okay, we're going to shorten it as much as we want. Paycor is going to be called like the PC or something like that, right?
I wonder if college football stadiums are going to get changed. Like, I mean, you think of Rice-Eccles Stadium?
Like, if they would sell their branding for it?
Well, I guess
it would
they
be
technically
Matt,
are.
Yeah, it's the Ken Garf Red Zone.
Because those people are paid a lot of money to put their name on it. So it's probably a similar deal.
I think it's
LaVell
tough.
Didn't pay any money to put his name on LaVell
Ooh,
Edwards
he
Stadium.
He paid a lot, though. He
paid a price.
Yeah. I mean, and but you could see it turn into LaVell Edwards Field at, you know, Zions Bank Stadium,
you know,
or
that's
something
what
like that, right?
We used to say when I was in high school.
What?
Pay the price to get to Rice.
Oh.
Because it was Rice Stadium.
Rice Stadium back then, yeah.
Yeah, you got to pay the price to get to Rice.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the price was. Because it took me till, you know, my last.
Sure.
You know, if I'd have known that there, you know, maybe I could have put something on layaway. Yeah.
I think
saved
the worst,
a little.
I think the worst name in, I think Fruit Smoothie Center or whatever. What is it called? Oh, Smoothie King. Smoothie King. My kid loves.
Who's that?
That's where the Pelicans play.
Pelicans?
Down in New Orleans.
In New Orleans?
Yeah. They play at the Smoothie King.
Smoothie King. That sounds like an ABA.
I know.
An ABA
Listen,
like arena.
It's fine.
Wait, what's the?
What's our show? What is our show? Unrivaled, brought to you by G2G.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Everybody's for sale, okay? Including Scott Mitchell.
Yeah.
All right. Next
sell
up.
Sell me cheap for G2G bars.
you're like, I'll take, just give me the bars, man.
I think I've decided that the peanut butter chocolate or peanut butter jelly is my favorite
the
one.
The peanut butter and jelly one?
Mm-hmm.
I told you about it yesterday.
Yeah.
It'll change. Like every other day you'll go, oh, no, and this one's my new favorite one. That's part of the deal. Oh, you saw that Mekhi Becton, the left tackle for Zach Wilson, out for the season with knee trouble. That's a massive blow, because everything had kind of been coming together for Zach Wilson. It's just another thing that I think people look at and go, is this kid going to be okay? I mean, this is a Pro Bowl type blindside player that is going to be protecting your franchise there. It's a tough loss for the Jets.
Well, having depth is such a key part to any team having success, including even in the NFL. And so you're going to have injuries. You're going to have fatigue. You're going to have things happen during the year. You know, unfortunately, it's early. But fortunately, it's early, because then you have time to, you know, the preseason's just barely getting started. So there's time for a guy to step in, get the reps, get up to speed, and hopefully you have a guy, or maybe you need to go out and get a guy that may be a better fit than maybe what you have right now.
Fracture.
You know, if it happens like 4 or 5 games into the season, and it's not a good thing no matter what, but there's still time to mitigate a loss.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm hoping that it happens, because I want to just see. I want there to be no excuses.
Right.
Well, he didn't have the line or whatever. I want there to just be.
Is he going to do it or is he not?
Yeah, and then we'll be able to know if he's doing it or not. All right.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it.
He's doing it. Move on.
A lot of different ways.
Move on. Family show, Scott. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We have our 2-minute drill around the corner. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.